Now, when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good afternoon, good morning, good evening to all you people out there in the world listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie Miller. I'm the host here at Blood River Radio. And we got one hell of a show for you tonight. We're going to knock you out of your seats. We're doing something that's never been done before on this show. And I don't think probably had never been done before in any other radio show that I know. But people, you know the drill. I'm getting ready to read a quick scripture out of the Bible, then I'm going to say a quick prayer, then we're going to go right to our newest staff member, and she's going to interview a surprise guest. So here we go, people. I'm going to read you a passage out of Deuteronomy, the 31st chapter of Deuteronomy. It's when Moses was getting ready to address the Israelites right before they were going into the promised land. Here we go. It has to do with courage. That's why I'm reading this, because we need courage more now than we ever have in my lifetime that I know of. Here we go, folks. The 31st chapter, start with the third verse. The Lord thy God, he will go over before thee, and he will destroy these nations from before thee. And thou shalt possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before thee, as the Lord hath said. And the Lord shall do unto them as he did to the Amorites, and unto the land of them, whom he destroyed. And the Lord shall give them up before your face, and ye may do unto them according unto all the commandments which I have commanded you. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. So, people, we do need that courage. And before I run my mouth anymore, I had to put my Bible over here to the side. How are you doing tonight, Miss Bird of Oz?
Mm-hmm. Oh, hello. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. I cannot tell you how excited I am. Probably more excited tonight. My wife, who's sitting in my left hand right now, she says I'm about to jump out of my skin and out of my chair. And also, Miss Monica Schaefer, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing excellently. Thank you, Eddie. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this show today.
You know, a lot of people have already commented that know that you're coming on. You're our newest staff member. We've kind of overworked here. My other two guys, they're stretched awfully thin. But, you know, that's not the only reason. I've had my eye on you for a long time. But, people, right now, what we're going to do is I'm going to turn the show over. Here's how it's going to work. Our latest staff member, Miss Monica Schaefer, she's going to take charge of this interview with Miss Bertha Voss. They have already studied upon what they're going to do. I'm basically just going to be the master of ceremonies. I'm going to bring the ladies in and out of the breaks. And when we go to the second hour, guess what? We're going to have more women on. We're going to have Miss Janice Hamblin coming on the second hour. But Miss Monica is going to be the host. She's going to drive that interview too. And something tells me, I just got the sneaky suspicion from the chatter I've had, we're going to have call-in interviews. So right now, Miss Monica, you and Miss Verta, take off with it and tell the people, before we do that, Miss Monica, give the people a brief bio, even though you've been on the show before. Give them a brief bio and tell them the who, what, when, and where of your quick life and what you're doing right now.
Okay. Just very, very briefly, I became a political prisoner in Germany. I am Canadian, but I had traveled to Germany to visit my brother there, and they arrested me and put me in jail because of a short video that I had produced in 2016 that was called Sorry Mom, I Was Wrong About the Holocaust. And in that video, you know, I basically was breaking the taboo of all times and you know, putting into question this story that we're being fed. But that's very much in a nutshell, because you asked me to give a brief overview of where I'm at. I mean, I'm back in Canada, of course, but that I'd spent most of 2018 in jail in Germany. Very interesting experience. But I certainly don't want to take away time from this interview with Birte Voss, with whom I had the great pleasure of having a nice conversation about 2 days ago, I think it was, on via Skype and getting to know her a little bit. And so I would like to turn it over to her. We had talked about, you know, the current situation in Germany. And I just want to say, you know, Germany has often been referred to as the heart of Europe. And so in the heart of Europe, that is where things kind of started with this big influx of people that they're, you know, calling migrants or refugees, but really it's more like an invader army. But we were going to start out by talking about that. And before taking up any more time, I'd like to turn it over to Birte. So, hello. Can you just give us an overview of what is going on in Germany at this time?
Mm-hmm. Hello, Monica.
Yeah.
Yes, it's the moment. We have a more COVID-19 crisis than a migrant crisis, because the countries which should do or must do a corridor to let in the migrants into Germany have closed down. And so they closed the borders to the migrants. I think the Greek will build a second wall behind the first border they already have. And I think the Hungarians have closed down also everything, even for tourists or for people who want to move into Hungary because of COVID-19. So there will be no trains or driving through into Germany. The only thing what they tried from Germany, which is mostly by political parties, the Green Party or the Christian Democrats and so on, they want to take in underage refugees from Lesbos, I think. And yes, they also, in Germany West, they also do some demonstrations for refugees welcome, not in Middle Germany, as far as I know. And yes, there are also first cases of new refugees having COVID-19 infections. And I think there's already one camp here in Germany who is in quarantine. There are about 600 refugees. And the last thing I could read now is that they are already beginning to rioting, because quarantine means that you are closed down. You have to stay in your house, your room, and they're already getting itchy.
Miss Berta, hold that thought. We're going, excuse me, we've got to go to our first break. We'll be right back, people.
Okay. I'm wondering if you can hear me during this time. I don't want to be talking over music.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit american-heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying shh? Let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this. The Kosher Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities, and it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Go ahead. My day.
Well, old people, welcome right back. You're listening to Blood River Radio. I'm Eddie Bombardier Miller, and Miss Monica Schaefer, our newest staff member, who I'm very proud of. She's leading the interview tonight, and we are interviewing Miss Berta Voss from Germany, and that's what we're doing right now. And we're going to go right back. Miss Monica, continue on with your interview.
Yes, you know, I find this absolutely fascinating that this COVID-19, which, I mean, we could spend hours talking about that whole thing, because really the reaction to something which is, you know, man-made, and, you know, the whole crisis is steered and man-made, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I've been kind of following this, and in Canada, the hysteria is absolutely over the top, you know, for just a few cases, right? So that's a whole nother issue. But isn't it interesting that here's a side effect that is quite possibly a very positive side effect, that this is shutting down this massive movement of this invader army, which, you know, some people call them the refugees, which, you know, it's basically
definitely
steered and pushed. Yeah, so, and then I find it interesting you were mentioning demos, like demonstrations by Greens and other parties, leftists, I would think, who are wanting to, you know, allow these refugees in. But this is really an agenda which is being pushed, isn't it? So please carry on with what you were telling us before the break there.
Mm-hmm. So, as far as I know, they are the same people which did it in 2015-16. So it's,
that,
as you
the
said, leftist,
who,
Green Party, and it's concentrated in Germany West. And they, yes, they're having their demonstrations, and I think in the beginning they also did a demonstration in Berlin before the building of the Chancellor's department, where Mrs. Merkel is sitting in at the moment, or for the time being.
So these demonstrations, just to be clear, these demonstrations are by people who are saying, bring them in, bring more of them in.
Yes,
you know,
yes,
all,
definitely, yes.
It
is, 2015.
Yeah.
And then, but there are no anti-refugee politics demonstrations so far. And we have, of course, because of COVID-19, also many demonstrations are now forbidden. Everything what is above 1,000 people is forbidden now. I think on Monday they're trying to make the Pegida demonstration in Dresden. They will try to do this by maybe now organizing several demonstrations so they are under 1,000. But I don't know if they will succeed. But they will try on Monday to have their rally again.
Yeah.
And
oh my goodness, this is just absolutely, I mean, it's changing by the minute, by the day, even just since we talked on Thursday. This is like a new aspect to it, this shutting down of travel. And interesting that, you know, there haven't yet been anti-refugee demos, but I do understand that that is very, very dangerous in Germany to express, you know, anti-refugee sentiments, is it not? Like, you know, people can be ousted from their homes or sent to jail or maybe, you know, trumped up charges about something or attacked by the Antifas or, I mean, that's
The only attacks I could hear now about is from Bavaria, from Munich. There they have elections, I think commune elections.
Yes.
For the small communes. And they had some Antifa attacks. AFDs had, with their little info stands, they had some attacks by Antifa.
Okay,
but,
yeah.
There's no much action at the moment because they can close it down because of coronavirus.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Now, I mean, one thing I like to do, Birte, is connecting the dots. You know, when we're talking about different aspects, like we talked about history and we talk about, now we're talking about the current situation, and you said even that, you know, the same players are put, you know, in force now as in 2015, and I assume you mean the players who were pushing for the massive numbers of migrants to be coming, or, you know, the, you know, invaders, I prefer to call them. And I mean, can you tell us who are these people who are pushing this massive movement of people coming from everywhere, coming from Africa, coming from, you know, lots of other countries?
Well, of course, first of all, it was Mrs. Merkel herself, but at the moment she stays silent about this. But I could read in the internet that she's, you know, every country around us is closing down its border because of COVID-19, but Germany still has airplanes going in and out and trains going in and out. So there are some checks at some points already, but mainly it's just as usual. Traveling is, there's free traveling as usual. And it's Mrs. Merkel herself who is against closing down the border and controlling it towards COVID infections. You know, for example, the Czech do this since Monday, checking your if you have fever or not. Everybody who tries to get into Czechia, for example. And it looks like that she's the only one who's against it. Then, of course, we have the Green Party and the leftist liberal agenda behind this, who are still promoting this. And common people don't know, because it looks like as if they have not learned from it, or as if the last 4 years and its problems, which it caused, did not happen. That's my impression. It's like a robot.
Yeah, your impression is that most people are not connecting these dots, that this is really a replacement policy. You know, we talked about Kutenhof-Kalergi.
That's the point, that people from a different background, from a different culture, can cause problems, especially when they come in large numbers. This simple common sense even does not exist, because the dogma is be pro-migrant, we must help them.
You know, that, you know, we talk about Schuldkult, that would be guilt, the cult of guilt. And where does all that stem back to? You see, Germany has been crippled by this guilt, the guilt foisted on the German people for the big event in World War II, which I had, you know, disputed in my video, which put me in jail. And I would suggest that any story that gets legislated into existence, there is a big problem with that story. If it was true, they would not have to make laws to keep this in existence, or to you know, like when they legislate history, there's only one thing for certain, that it has to be a lie. Truth stands on its own, and you do not need to, you know, make laws to put the truth into.
You mean the result of the Tribunal of Nuremberg?
Yes, I mean, they set the bar there. They set the bar there, and we'll come back to that.
Ladies, we've got to go to another break. We have to go to our second break, people. People, you're listening to Monica Schaefer. She's interviewing Bertha Voss all the way from Germany. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A barrage of rockets hit a base housing U.S. and other coalition troops north of Baghdad, according to Iraqi security officials, just days after a similar attack killed three servicemen, including two Americans. The U.S.-led coalition said at least 25 rockets struck Camp Taji. Some struck the area where the coalition forces are based. Others fell on air defense units. Three coalition members and two Iraqi soldiers were wounded, according to the spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition, Miles Kagans. Iraqi forces later discovered seven platforms from which the rockets were in the Abu Azam area north of Baghdad, with another 24 missiles discovered in place and ready to launch. The attack was unusual because it occurred during the day. Previous assaults on military bases housing U.S. troops typically occurred at night. Keep it here for updates on the coronavirus pandemic. And we appreciate that you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Japan continues to prepare to host the Olympic Games in Tokyo this summer. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said, despite concerns about the viability of the Games given the global outbreak, they will proceed. The Olympic torch relay, in which the Olympic flame typically starts a tour around the host nation, is still due to start in the Japanese city of Fukushima in less than 2 weeks. Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders are set to meet tomorrow night for their first one-to-one presidential primary debate. After months of Democratic free-for-alls, cut the field,
to three. Some key questions to look for about the debate, which will take place before the next round of primaries when 577 delegates are at stake in Arizona, Florida, Illinois, and Ohio, include the coronavirus outbreak and health care for all. Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard is still a Democratic candidate in the race, but was blocked from the debate stage when the Democratic National Committee changed the rules on delegates, not allowing her to take the stage. This is USA Radio News.
Being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, people, thank you so much for holding on. I hope you're enjoying this interview as much as I am. I'm just relaxing tonight, listening to these ladies get with it. You're listening to Monica Voss. She is the former political prisoner, and she is a lady. I'm telling you what, don't you get mistaken. Don't let that nice, calm demeanor fool you. She is a pit bull when it comes to political activism for her people. And so is Miss Verta Voss. Miss Verta Voss, God bless you. God bless you, Monica. I'd just like to make this quick comment. You know, the reason I got you ladies on is because we need to draw attention to ladies, women's, and children's issues. But you know what? I'm a man, so I kind of hate to say this, but y'all are putting 95% of the men to shame. You know, I could bet you most of the men in the audience probably wear a bigger bra size than y'all do. We have no more men in our society. They're all just what I call metrosexuals. Now I'm going to shut up and go right back to you people. You, God bless you women, you precious warriors. Take it away, Martha.
Oh, well, that would segue nicely into one of the things we talked about a couple of days ago. We touched briefly on this transgenderism and then transhumanism, didn't we, Berta? Do you want to
comment on that
quickly before we go back to the Nuremberg trials and the guilt cult and that kind of thing? Did you want to say something about this? That's part of the agenda, isn't it? And we tied that in with the... we started out talking about, cultural Marxism and this. Do you care to comment?
Mm-hmm. Yes, this cultural Marxism starts at 1968. And you can say that now we have a generation of people in politics who come from there, from cultural Marxism. And according to me, I just grew up with that, but I never really liked this hippie stuff. And so I started looking for, my starting point was my at university, at studying philosophy, and Karl Marx is just a common thing to learn or to read. And then I started with the what was before cultural Marxism, Marxist Leninism, Stalin, Mao, and these two lineages, so to say, don't like each other. So that's with 1968 we have the new left, like we now have the new right, who are also distancing themselves quite well from the hard right, so to say.
And how does this relate to you in your life? Because many of us start with left leanings. It's because the packaging is always very nice and we're idealistic and this kind of thing. And then as we start to figure things out, we abandon those leanings and start to go the other way because we understand the world a little bit more clearly, at least if we... open our eyes. And I mean, many people are in the world of illusion still, and this is the result of the deceptions and that are foisted on us 24/7 by the mainstream, isn't it? But if we have peeled those layers off and started to see the world as it really is, then we
of course accepting the truth. Huh?
Yes.
You can meet the truth, but if you do not accept this, it doesn't matter what reality you see.
Yeah, well, exactly. If we actually recognize that we are being lied to, this is the problem that most people so far, but this is changing rapidly, is it not? I mean, I feel it, I see it, that that many people are actually waking up to what is going on in the world. But, yeah, carry on, Birte.
Mm-hmm. And so when I went on, I found out that communism as such is just a middle step to introduce this transhumanism. Did you ever came across Yuval Hariri? It's very, very popular for a while here in, with his books and with his lectures, even online. He was even in Davos because he's, for example, explaining that in 50 years' time we will all be non-organic entities and so on, which is meaning that we are becoming like cyborg community or cyborg society, and that's why our children are trained to think so much different as we do, as we grew up.
Yes, they are, and it has currently it is absolutely insane what they are teaching the children, like about, you know, gender fluidity, and this is absolute poison, which really mm-hmm. does change their thinking. You're absolutely right. They have a completely different way of thinking, and we should protect them by taking them out of the schools. That's what I say to people. If you can possibly avoid the school system for your children, I mean, it's a dangerous place these days to send your children to school. But anyway, how this is very, very interesting. But we were talking about this guilt cult and the Nuremberg trials, mm-hmm. and I did want to mention that that's where they set the bar. That what they basically said at the Nuremberg trials right after World War II is that if something is common knowledge, then you don't need evidence for it. In other words, if something is self-evident, you don't need to prove it with evidence. So in other words, everybody knows the Holocaust happened, and so we don't need evidence for it. Actually, this is how they laid it out.
In Germany, they're laying it out. I don't know how it is in the United States or elsewhere, but I can maybe they are adapting the German rules to other Western countries now. I don't know.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, that there are other court cases which happened. The Institute for Historical Review went through a court case. I don't remember the name. It's something Merrimal. I can't remember now. But they basically adopted that notice of judicial review where the judge takes notice of this clause that if something is already common knowledge or self-evident, we do not need to prove it. See, so they just declare the Holocaust is common knowledge. Everybody knows it happened, so we don't need evidence to prove it. And that's what the bar they set right at the Nuremberg trials. But how this relates mm-hmm. to Germany, and by extension, and this is really, really important, the whole white race. You see, but it started with Germany, that Germany was bad, now Germany is good, and if we, you know, say anything about the Holocaust not being true or about refugees not welcome, then we are making Germany bad again. I mean, this is directly what I was told by my cousins who reported me and reported my brother to the authorities. You know, they freaked out about this video and they said Germany was bad, now Germany is good, and by their definition of good means we're welcoming all these refugees, right? And what
which
we were doing
is not true towards East European countries. You know, former Soviet who spent 45 years in the Soviet Union. They don't have this kind of pro-migrant agenda. Not so much as Germans in France. And Great Britain does. There is a distinction. It's not.
That is not very so interesting. Yes, that is very mm-hmm. interesting. And why do you think that is? Can you comment on that?
They are not so afraid, I guess.
Is that because they had already this experience of living in a police state. Perhaps they weren't as prone to believing what they were being told. They already understood that, you know, that the media and the government tells tell lies.
Well, they were not told for 45 years that they are guilty. They were communist, so to say, and they are fighting the fascist, capitalist West. And so the ego and also the national understanding of their identity is a bit different. And this is this influence even is up to Middle Germany, yes. So you can sense this too. A lot of West Germans have very great problems to understand why Middle Germans are voting for the AfD. They cannot grasp it.
just explain to the listener, because I think many of the listeners are American and they might not know what the Middle Germany is, but I guess after this break...
Monica, we have to go to a break. We've got to go to a quick break. People, be right back. People, you're listening to Monica Schaefer interview Bertha Voss from Germany. We'll be right back.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I ask you, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans will spend their entire lifetime purchasing food from the supermarkets while having no idea that almost every packaged food product on the grocery shelves is certified kosher. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics, politics, and our identity. In an effort to promote awareness to the kosher question, developers have published an app for your smartphone that features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Kosher-tified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at thekosherquestion.com. With the cesspool of politics getting even deeper these days, why not leave the swamp and start eating in favor of your own interests? Check out thekosherquestion.com today and download the app.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
People, thank you so much for tuning in. We're going into the last segment. Man, this hour sure flies by. We've got Monica Schaefer interviewing Miss Bertha Voss. What two dynamite guests. I'm telling you the truth. It just makes my life so easy. You know, I'm just going to throw something, one little thing out there, and ask these people, my guests and my co-hosts, what do you think about we have an open border policy for Israel, folks? That's it. Open border for Israel, gun control for Israel. How about that, guys or ladies?
Well, that is exactly a point that many people, you know, bring up. Like, they have a pretty tight policy for their own little country there, don't they?
And they have a pretty tight quarantine policy at the moment. I think they kicked out the jurists already out of Israel.
Yeah, that could be. Anyway, just before that last break, we were talking about what Middle Germany is. And my understanding, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but the former, what was West Germany, that's West Germany. Middle Germany would be what formerly was the East Germany, right?
The Soviet sector.
Sorry, yeah. And then the former Eastern territories, which are no longer called Germany at all, and this is something that is not taught in schools. Can you talk a little bit about these expulsions that took place, and that Germany used to be actually much, much larger than it is now, and what actually happened there?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I happen to have a history teacher who came from Königsberg. He was born there, and he could he gave witness account of what happened when he had, as a young boy, flee with his mother from Königsberg back into the Schleswig-Holstein to North Germany. And he said he almost lost. He doesn't know. Maybe it was just a coincidence that he in Hamburg he was at the Central Station, which was packed with people, and just by a coincidence, he could find his mother back. So otherwise, he would be an infant or orphan. And yes, East Prussia was taken by the Red Army, and the people just ran for their lives. So, that's to say.
This is the largest forced expulsion of people in our history, as far as we know, isn't it? Like estimates vary a little bit, but it's generally accepted about 16 million people after World War II. After World War II was over, although we could argue it's not really over at all, but after the open hostilities ceased, that I think mainly, was it 1948, Berthe, that this happened mainly, or was it earlier than that?
It was earlier than that.
Yeah.
This expulsion, it was simply the German troops were drawing back, and the Red Army was pushing forward, and by this, the civilians, which was simply farmers, farming families who lived there for centuries, and everyone, and with their whole families, and maybe they took some horses and tried to get to the to Middle Germany, or took the boat. I think the Gustloff, for example, which was hopelessly overcrowded, and
Torpedoed. The Wilhelm Gustloff boat was torpedoed, and all these people went down, and it was probably about four or five times the number of people drowned as did in the Titanic, and yet who has ever heard of it, you see? And that was just one. And you're right, it was right
after
the war. A few
years
ago,
they made a little television movie from it. So the last 10 years, I would say, they were doing some movies, even in prime time, but it's slowly, slowly. I've never seen this film. I don't know if there was a certain undertone, but it's you can get access if you like. It's not.
Yes. Okay. That's. I've not seen it. I should look for that. But also, we should mention that not all these people who were expelled survived, and many were brutally treated. Especially, like many women were brutally raped and gang raped and tortured. And I mean, the death toll from these expellees was probably around, I think, 3 million or so. Is that what your understanding is?
I know from not only, what was it, 12 million deaths as a total, but I think this was all over Germany. Or maybe,
yeah.
I don't want to mix up numbers now, but 3 million is not too high.
Definitely. Yeah, that's, and I'm talking only the deaths of people who were expelled and did not arrive. And then we should also mention that these people were going to a country which had been absolutely destroyed. You see, so German refugees arriving in Germany, which was completely flattened, you know, so this was very, very hard times. And I think why I had 1948 in my head is because I think there was another push. Those who had remained behind and didn't actually go, they were then, there was another sort of another push, you know, to get them out. Because I met people in Toronto, actually, who were the, you know, they had stayed behind, but then they were forced out in 1948. I mean, so a few
yes,
people...
Yes, that's right. That's right. Not everybody went, but the majority went because they knew what's about to meet when the Red Army hits the ground.
Yeah. So, this is history that we need to know about. And I know that Eddie had said the March theme for this program is, you know, truth and justice for Germans. And it's it's so that we need to connect this with the current problems and back to this guilt cult that we're all suffering from, and not just the Germans, but by extension, the entire white race. And with that guilt, you know, that they've foisted on us, thinking that we're responsible for all the evils of the world, and these are, you know, based on lies and deceptions, that this is what has crippled us, and that we're not able to resist the agenda which is being pushed on us. Do you care to comment about that, Birte?
According to Germany, we have a German memorial, which is in a small village in Thüringen, where, and those who run this memorial say that during the last years there are more and more people coming, and they are even in the 20s, 30s, not the elderly people coming, there are more younger people coming, more interested in this, and they don't have so much problem with this guilt thing.
This is
they're
good
more
news.
Open.
Yeah,
yes,
this is very, very good news.
You know, people like me.
Yeah, no, sorry I interrupted, but I just wanted to say that is very good news, because I also get that feeling that the younger people, when they do get it, they get it very, very quickly. They seem to have a easier time to understand it, you know, than somebody who first opened their eyes over the age of 50. Yeah, that is
but
good.
But you did it, you know.
What's that?
Ladies, y'all have about, excuse me, y'all have probably about a minute and a half, I would think. So be thinking about, you know, how you want to wind this interview up. We'll have to let Miss Bertha go at the end of the first hour.
About
90 seconds.
What would you like? Would you like to finish with some concluding thoughts, what we've talked about, or other thoughts?
I would conclude to this that we are entering new times, definitely. And we will leave behind this atrocities to this 20th century, and we will enter into a new world which suits us and anyone who likes us.
you're on a very you're seeing this going in a good direction, is what you're saying. That
yes, I'm optimistic.
Oh, well, I am happy to hear that. I am as well. I am as well. You see, I always believe that that is why they are censoring us so much, is because they are so afraid of us waking up and standing up. What do you think about that?
Mm-hmm. Well, this whole world is waking up, standing
yes.
up. You know, it's the new era of, some say, Aquarius. And I think that is a kind of new evolutionary step from the nature itself, a new push. And that certain things do not fit anymore. And people especially have a new transparency arising.
Ms. Berkner, we've
so
come to the end of the hour all too soon. People, you've been listening to the one and only Monica Schaefer interview the one and only Berkner Voss. What a spellbinding interview. I've learned stuff I didn't know myself. People, hang on to the second hour. We've got to let Ms. Voss go. But Ms. Monica is going to take up where she started with a new guest in the second hour. I'll be right back.